Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, it's frontline. Friday, frontline. Friday, it's frontline. Friday,
I got the diva. You're an artist. Business, artist about to show business, business that's artistic, here we showcase the gifted, come tune in and get lifted, learn to hustle and flip it, whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it, got promo at the wazoo, call in, we'll spot you, all the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too, we got you can't knock it, interviews the topic, yeah the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it, we on the spot, on the grind, 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 we on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind,
Ebony, B, I got your diva, hey Ebony, B, I got your diva, hey Ebony, B, I got your diva, hey Ebony, B, I got your diva.
Welcome to Frontline
Friday.
It's Frontline
Friday.
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 Squad up. Y'all know what time it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and we are definitely in the new year, so big shout out to everybody that's tuning in and happy new year. Yes, Frontline Fridays, we definitely going to be getting it in tonight with Juma Black. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at www.twitter.com/@JumaBlack. That's JumaBlack. Y'all make sure y'all follow Juma Black and see all the amazing things that he's doing. He's definitely rapping in Portland, Oregon, Northwest. Let's make sure y'all stand up. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Y'all can mingle with my guests. Y'all can ask some questions. And also, y'all can ask him where to go to get his hot music. So we're going to have him in the building in a few. Now, you know, of course, we do Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. And also, Frontline Fridays is where all hot artists and their music live. We're going to get that Educate and Regulate session going on in a little bit. I got a really hot topic for you guys. And, of course, we're going to get into the hot one-hour indie mix. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for that in the second hour. I want to give y'all a little info, a little background about Juma Black before we bring him Kool-Aid, you dig? So, Juma Black, I was looking at him on Reverb Nation, and he has a ranking of 85 on Reverb Nation, which is pretty good. And he does hip-hop and rap. And, of course, I was reading his bio, and I thought it was really, really interesting. But one thing that did stick out to me is the bottom. Go to Reverb Nation YouTube, www.reverbnation.com, and search Juma Black. But it says, from the time being, my only career is my music. I like having the time available to spend time with my family and focus on my future. I'm currently working on my second album, and I'm also in process of putting together a scholarship program for homeless and needy children. In the near future, I am also exploring the possibility of opening an underage dance club to give the kids something fun and positive to do. I feel it is very important to give back to the community. That has been such a great help to me. So there it is, all about me. And, you know, you guys, if you want to book Juma Black, just contact him at JumaBlack@yahoo.com. That's JumaBlack@yahoo.com. And hit him up. I just thought that was really interesting that that is what he want to do. And we're going to talk more to him about that. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and bring our guests live in the building. Juma Black, repping Portland, Oregon, all the way on Northwest. Let's get it in.
Yo, what up? What up? What up? Do that thing to do.
What's up, Jeremiah? Welcome to the front line. Squad up, baby.
Squad up. All right, all right, all right.
Joey, we got some hot tracks for you, and you got your album is dropping in March. Is it March the 24th? Is that correct?
March 22nd. March 22nd.
Thank you. March 22nd is going to be dropping this year, and it's called My Little Black Book.
Correct, My Little Black Book, man. It's pretty much like a. It's my little diary, pretty much, you know what I mean? Like, just things that I've been through within the last past 2 years, and, you know what I'm saying, the little party phase that I was going through and all that. So it's a mixture of a lot of things that's been going on within the last 2 years.
Oh, that's hot. So we got a lot to look forward to with your little black book. Are you going to be letting some little black secrets out of there as well?
Man, yeah, you're going to have to go get the album, you know what I'm saying, off of iTunes. In order to find out what some of those little black secrets are.
That's definitely what's up. We got three hot tracks for you. Oh, my goodness. And that's featuring Jay Lava and Wallace. Is that correct?
Correct. Jay Lava and Wallace is also a local hip-hop artist here in Portland, Oregon as well.
Okay. And then we got Oh Yeah. And then we got Roll Up, and it's featuring Link as well. Is that? Yeah, Roll It
correct.
Up.
Yeah, Roll It Up. What? Featuring Luke. He's a Portland hip hop artist as well.
So let's talk about Portland before we get go into this first track. Oh yeah. What kind of music is coming out of Portland? What can we look forward to from the artists coming out of Portland? What do you think the type of genre of music, the type of swag that you guys have, and what are you going to be bringing to the hip hop nation and also to the industry?
Honestly, right now, Portland, we're really, really being slept on, but we are on a rise right now. It's a lot of artists out of Portland right now that's making a lot of noise. My guy, Casso, my guy, Dre Steve, just dropped a video last night, him and Tabloid. And just for our community here in Portland, it's really coming together. Because we've been so segregated and just split up, you know what I'm saying, for so long. But now within the last 2 years, everybody has just been coming together and just putting out good music and really supporting each other out here.
Well, that's definitely what's up. Let's go ahead and get into this hot track right here. Oh Yeah, by Juma Black, right here live on Frontline Friday with Diva Ebony B. And Juma Black, make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Squad up, baby.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the position, I'm the competition. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the position, I'm the competition. Oh yeah, riding round town behind limousines.
Limousines,
smell me from a block away. Staying fresh and staying clean, my only option. If you ain't talking paper, what you talking? And little mama with me, yeah, she bad, huh?
Bad, huh?
And once we pass, wishing that you had, huh?
Bad, huh?
Seen that ass that you almost had to grab, huh?
Grab,
but
huh?
You really wanna do is go and smash, huh?
Smash,
what
huh?
I really wanna say to all these haters that's been hating it.
Gracias.
I've used it as fuel and motivation. I'm popping up for interviews at these radio stations.
Why?
Your boy stay cool, calm, poised, and patient.
You know,
never got the stress about the noise they making. I've only enjoyed the roller coaster ride I'm taking. And look, I ain't even inked up. It's your boy making noise with a clean cut. And
oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the action position. I'm the competition.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I forgot to mention to the position, I'm the competition.
Oh yeah.
surprise me that these milli vanillies don't really feel me, cause the flow is too filthy and real. Recognize real, no sleep, straight grind, addicted to making currency, trying to make tenfold of what I'm making currently. Walk around smelling like a pound of that good kush, and every night I can drown in some good kush. See, I don't need a squad, I ride solo. Why I ain't gotta speak? I got mojo. I'm a cocky little bastard. Catch me at the bar getting plaster. In the parking lot, popping at a hot bra. But if she ain't doing school, then she better have a job. Product of my environment, I suppose. What I'm smoking on God, I'm thinking my eyes are closed and closed. I ain't even inked up. Get your boy making noise with a clean cut.
Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the opposition, I'm the competition. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the opposition, I'm the competition. Oh yeah.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
That was Juma Black right there. Well, oh yeah, y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Juma Black. That's J-U-M-A-B-L-A-Q. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter and also check him out on Reverb Nation. Let's go to the front line. Let's go to the call lines, which I like to call the front line, and get some feedback. You can call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go on over to Chi-Town with the 773-573-516. You're now live on the front line. Squad up, baby.
What's good? What's good? It's Anaya. How are you?
Zaniah, what's going on, queen? Thank you for coming through to the front line and squatting up with us. You already all know right, what time right, it is.
Right. Yeah!
Now, that was Juma Black with Oh Yeah right there. It's a
oh, yeah.
Juma
That's
Black
all I can say. Is, oh,
feedback.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Oh, yeah. That was a dope track. Love it. Absolutely loving it.
Thank you.
Very, very good. And I also love the fact that you are looking to, you know, get back to the community and really get these kids somewhere to go. That's awesome. So big ups to you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, we I'm actually putting together a shoe drive right now that's going to take place at one of our local community centers March 1st. This March 1st, we're trying to raise probably just 500 shoes for the first time around. You know what I mean? 500
okay.
shoes, and we're going to donate those to kids in need.
That's
and
is this new shoes or used shoes? Does it matter if
no.
it's new or used?
Can they use? I mean, mainly new, because I mean, I know a lot of people, like, got a lot of partners that's in the NBA and that's in the NFL, and so I'm reaching out to them as well as some of my partners that work at Nike right now, Adidas, because you know we got the Nike headquarters here, so I'm trying to get as many shoes from those corporate headquarters. First and foremost, and then, you know what I'm saying, from the community, new or used, but in good condition.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Well, that's definitely what's up. Denai, do you have any more questions for Juma Black or any more comments before we go back to the frontline?
Let me think. I think, well, definitely, like, are you working on a tour? Have you thought about doing a tour, or what's going on with that?
Yes, right now, me and my manager, we're putting something together right now, trying to get me on tour up and down the West Coast here, Seattle,
okay.
Oregon, of course, California, Nevada, Idaho.
Cool.
Just putting together a small tour up and down the West Coast. Outside.
Awesome. I definitely wish you blessings in everything that you're doing, because you're doing great work right now. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And now, stay tuned, baby. Stay right there. We're going to get back to you in a few minutes. Let's go to the front line. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. live in the building with Juma Black. Squad up, baby. It's Frontline Fridays, and Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you go over to www.c9radio.com. Again, it's www.c9radio.com, where we put the power of the industry into the independent hands. Let's go over to Jersey and get some love, man. Let's go over to 908-202. You're not on the front line. Holla at us. 908-202, squad up. All right, we're here back to you. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Hey, what's up? Hey, this is Future Guru 100. I'm on the check in. I want to say welcome back. Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay.
Oh yeah, I want to say welcome back, Diva Ebony B. It's glad to, we're so glad to have you back on Frontline Fridays. It's a beautiful thing. I want to say give a shout out to your guest, Juma Black. I appreciate that song I just heard. Oh yeah, that's a bouncing track right there, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Oh yeah. I see you doing your thing out there, man. Just stay focused, man. And all that community efforts is going to pay off for you, man. It's a good thing what you're doing for the community. I just caught the tail end of what you're doing, you know, and all the best, man. I'm wishing you blessings in 2014, as well as Frontline Friday and Diva Ebony B and all the listeners, man. Shout out to all the listeners that support Frontline Friday, man, and Phenom Radio, of course. Appreciate y'all's support, man.
Yes, we appreciate that. Y'all make sure y'all follow Future Group 100, Mr. Brand Management. All the artists that's out there looking for brand management, proper exposure, y'all need to holler at Future Group 100. Hit him up on Twitter at Future Group 100. That's at Future Group 100. And check out his dope website. Guru, put your website out there so everybody can go and check you out and see what you're doing.
Hey, listen, you can hit me up on my blog. It's all in my bio, streetquickmusclecars.blogspot. And, you know, what we do is, on my blog, man, I mean, I'm not really no celebrity cat. Like, I mean, I support all the indie artists that are showing love and just trying to make moves and, you know, that, you know, want to rock with me and my network. You know, that's who I show love to on my blog. I don't do all that celebrity gossip thing. Like, you know, I support real artists that's making moves with me, you know, and supporting my business and my brand. And, you know, that's who we're getting airtime on my blog, on my situation, man. So shout out to all the artists on their grind out there, all the business owners on their grind out there. Just go to my Twitter, it's Future Guru 100, you know, and I'm all over the Google, of course, and I got some hashtags for y'all to check out, see what we really doing, see how you can get your brand on Google as well. So hashtag 7th Street Promo, that's 78th Promo, 7th Street Promo, and also 1000 Network, and hashtag Guru Girls. Those are all powered by me and my team at Phenom Radio. Of course, Diva Ebony being in the mix with us as well, with the network and the promotion and the brand management. Of course, social media management as well, because you got to understand what it's really all about. Taking your brand to the next level is going to involve social media at some point, so you better get with it. Don't get left behind. Don't miss the boat. You know what I'm saying? Keep grinding, though. Everybody out there, you got to keep grinding. And plug in, man. If y'all ain't plugging in, if y'all ain't really investing in yourself and putting that money out, I'm sorry, but you're really going to be just, like, treading in it in mud, man, like quicksand. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're going down slick with a jetpack. You know what I'm saying? So get that money count, man, and support yourself. Support your brand, man. Find you an investor, man. Do something with your life and, you know, stop making rap a hobby, man. Do it for real. Like, you know what I mean? It's too many.
And it's
many
coming
hobby
into the new year,
Twitter.
Too. It's coming into the new year. And Guru, you definitely right about that. It's coming into the new year. You know, we got to start investing into ourselves. Everybody, promoters, advertisers, artists, you got to start investing into yourself. And Juma Black, that's one of the questions that I have for you, because you've been doing this for a while. How long have you been doing music, Juma?
About 7 years.
7 years. You know, and
yeah,
that's enough time to lay down the foundation. What do you feel is the most important investment as an artist?
Marketing and promotion. Like, you have to invest in yourself, Future Guru was talking about, I forget his name. What's his name?
Future Guru 100.
Yeah, Future Guru 100. Like he was talking about, man, you gotta put that money behind you. I mean, it's a lot of artists who we go out all the time and we go spend $40 for drinks in a bar, you know what I'm saying? $60 worth of drinks in a bar when you can put that $60 aside or $40 aside and put that into your marketing and into your promotion. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, nobody is really going to give you a handout and pay your way unless they see that you can put money into yourself and you believe in yourself.
And you're definitely right about that. Let's talk about this track, Oh My Goodness. Oh My God.
Oh My God.
You got this track called Oh My Goodness. Tell us about this track. You know, tell us about the people that's featured on them and how you build a relationship with them so we can get showcase it live.
Okay, so basically the track, we was just vibing it out in the studio, you know what I'm saying, and the beat came on, and the first thing I said was, oh my goodness, you know what I'm saying, oh my gosh, and we just ran from there and just played off of that, you know what I'm saying. And my guy Lava, he's been around doing his thing locally. He's opened up for a lot of big artists, such as like Lil Wayne. He's opened up for Scarface. He's opened up for Chingy back in the day. You know what I'm saying? He's opened up for a lot of big artists, and he's doing his thing still locally. My guy Wallace, him as well. You know what I mean? He's part of the camp. I know you remember my guy Zito. I believe you met
Zito. Zito the boss.
Yeah. Exactly. You met Wallace before up in Seattle at the show that you came to. My guy Wallace. And so he's been around doing his thing too.
That's definitely what's up. Well, let's get into this hot track right here. It's called Oh My Goodness by Juma Black, and it's featuring Jay Lava and Wallace on the front line. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Follow me on Twitter, baby, at Diva Ebony B. Again, that's at Diva Ebony B. Squad up. Hey. Okay. Yes, Diva.
Yeah. Black, well, I got my lava with me.
I'm off
this Rossi, yeah. My nigga Wallace.
I'm on my old school throwback flow.
Woo. You.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Y'all. I'm on my old school throwback flow. I make a bribe, wanna leave school and get that dough. I'm on my job, working harder than I did before. With a little bit of patience, dividends will grow. For many moons, many men said the kid didn't have it. But I was getting established and leaving fans ecstatic. And everywhere I went, I heard, damn, that's he. That Juma Black, yeah, he can that beat. Ripping and running the streets, no sleep, straight grind. Going hard in the paint, doing what you suck at tank. Studio filled with blunts and roaches, Rossi bottles. And if it ain't my new, possibly models. Yeah, I'm in that white whip behind tent, getting topped off by a white chick riding. She do it nonstop. It's just a dog in me. I'm kinda curious on, see what she saw with me. Wait, could it been the swag when she seen me at the mall? What made her drop a jaw? I ain't even stopping pause. I just threw it in the bag, in the bag. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my goodness, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God,
I got 'em like,
oh my God, oh my God,
I got 'em like,
oh my God.
And while they falling off, we creating new swag. Ayo Black, Lava's in the building, go and strike a match. Before local celebrity, I was a hard catch. Now they see it in my hands, and I ain't throwing the poker back. Poker, I'm back, you ain't know. With these flames, my main aim just to reach that goal. Cause it's nothing, I'm stunting on the track, Hussein Bolt. No bluffing, this ain't been rough, but yeah, I'm just that dope. The discussion was out in public, I'm the man of the road. So they labeling me the best, I take that role, you feel me? Cause I'm hot furnace with dope book girding. Plus I'm great with my double eights like Mike Irvin. But today I'm doing Kobe, brother, with hotlines, 800 numbers. I'm spitting different summer. The slow flow is just to make you wonder. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my God, oh my God,
oh my
So is it a problem that I'm an artist who slaughters and rip and conquer the deadliest flowing organ? This fortune in every portion, this portion is for your conscience, not often this wild and bonkers. Fuck it, I'm just being lava, aiming for that nugget, all about my inner dollar. But this is free, told you by New Juma, I gotcha. Fresh up the press, hot news for your collar.
Oh my god,
it's in my DNA to be the neighborhood arrow. Walk with me in mines, I catch a body, no lasso. It's Wallace if you ain't knowing by now. Cooler than the glacier under 100,000 pounds of snow. They say my flow a delightful spectacle. Delivery original, style impeccable. Looking at the world through designer's prescription spectacles, and still I see nobody coming close to being fresh enough.
Microphone killer, murder professional.
We murk that beat and that beat. Look what's next to go. Wake the living dead like a zombie. You ain't with it, rich your logic is beyond me. And I'ma still do my 1, 2, and my 3 and 4, my 5 or 6, I get your bitch to do. Oh my goodness, oh my god, it's Ace of Spades if you're trying to pull my car.
Don't tell me,
who come in this hard? Wallace, Lava, Juma, Black, I ain't even count the bars.
Oh my god.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawan in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website designs, IAP, and more. Future is ready, let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
That was just Juma Black right there with Oh My Goodness featuring Jay Lava and Wallace. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Juma Black. Again, that's on Twitter at Juma Black, J-U-M-A-B-L-A-Q, at Juma Black. Juma Black, I like that song, Oh My Goodness. Oh my
Thank God.
We got the Nyan Kula in the building with us too. That track is hot.
Our flag is black.
Yeah, that's
right on.
Juma Black, before we get back to the hotlines, we see y'all on the hotlines. Big shout out to everybody that's tuning in live, listening from their iPhones, listening from their tablets, listening online, listening calling in. We definitely appreciate the love. Diva, love you, baby. What a great way to start off 2014 with hot music and with great people and with independent love. This is what I'm talking about. Oh, and big shout out to my two special people. Big shout out to my son Makai, aka MTG, Makai the Great. And big shout out to Queen, my new addition to the Diva spot. Love them. That's my motivation. Mm-hmm.
You gotta love the kids.
You gotta love the kids, right? What would life really be without kids? Think about it.
That's the best part of waking up. The best part of waking up right there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
The best part of waking up is your kids. I'm definitely feeling that. Juma Black, you have a really special meaning behind your name. Your name actually has a special meaning in Africa. Tell us about that.
Yeah, my name pretty much is like, you know how we got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and so forth. In Africa, it's Juma 1, Juma 2, Juma 3, so it's like the name of the days. And then they have the Juma prayer, which Muslims pray, the Juma prayer. And my name means born on Friday as well.
Born on Friday.
Yeah, and I was actually born on Friday, and my son is Juma Jr., and he was born on Friday too, so it's crazy.
And now you're on Frontline Fridays with Diva Evans.
Right?
It works, baby.
Right, yeah, Friday, yeah. It's a special day.
You couldn't do it no better.
All right. Yeah!
I'm loving it. Let's go to the front lines to get some of love for you, Juma. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Juma Black. We got Janiyah Azure in the house with us. We also got P3100 in the house with us. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And be heard, baby. Let's go over to B More. 443, you're now on the front line with Diva Ebony B. Squad up. Let me hear from you.
Yeah, times are hard. So me and my people.
443, wait a minute, 443-683, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Lady Survivor, I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give up. What's up, girl?
What's up, Diva? You know I had to stop through. I had to show my girl some support.
Of course. You know, we got Juma Black. Say what's up to Juma.
What's up, Juma? I have some questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Go ahead and hit me.
First of all, I want to say you are truly, truly, truly blessed. You are truly
Thank
blessed.
You.
And I was up here just bopping to the song. And, you know, deep enough, I don't really bop to that type of music because,
yeah.
You know, I kind of like somewhat outgrown it a little bit. I'm back into, like, the 70s music now. I don't want to tell my age.
Yeah,
but,
that's what I was going to say. You don't want to tell your age, but
no.
I mean.
But I love that. I love that. And, you know, it just made me go back, you know, maybe move a little bit of muscles that was in my body that should have been, you know, moved. But,
that you forgot was there? Thank you.
Yeah, I was there. My legs started moving. Next thing you know, my head started shaking back and forth like I was fussing on the corner with somebody. You know how sisters is. I was like really, really tearing it up. But my question to you, you said you've been in the, you've been doing this for how many years?
7 years.
7 years. So, how important is it to you to deal with someone with, you know, with integrity and loyalty and morals and different things like that when you're running the business? Is it out there? I mean, do you feel that it's still out there with people that you work with?
Pretty much. I try to put myself because, honestly, with the music business, it's really about the relationships that you build, and you're going to run across a lot of people who are really, how am I going to say this, they're snakes, you know what I mean? And so, like, they're pretty much just snakes. So it's really about you really knowing who you are to be able to recognize the real in other people, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be someone of integrity and, you know what I'm saying, respect, and have respect for yourself first and foremost, and morals.
Amen.
in order to recognize that in other people, in order to move forward with in the direction that you're going to move in. And that's not even with music, that's just in life in general, you know.
I
was just gonna say, you just have to recognize those things and life in general in order to move forward and be happy.
Right. Well, one thing that I really like what you had said is also, I think you feature Guru something about if you don't invest in yourself, why should someone else want to invest in you?
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. I totally, totally agree with that. And we always have to stay humble with that, you know, because we have to remember that basically we are not doing this on our own. God has given us a choice to do this, but what he has given us, he can also take away. So
exactly.
I'm just so thankful when I hear how humble you are, a very, very humble person. And I love that about you. You are very humble. My God, you are. And I'm just sending blessings up for you. I truly am. And I worked hard to get where I'm at as well. And I love the fact that you doing ministry work as far as with the community and dealing with the children, because everyone know how Lady Survivor love the kids. And
yeah.
I'm definitely an advocate for that. So I love that you're out there doing your thing and, you know, and you're still staying humble and, you know, giving all the glory to God. I really appreciate that. And, you know, it is hard. But you and I had talked before on another blog talk show, radio show, right?
Me and you.
Yeah, I think I talked to you, you know, I don't remember if it was on Don Jr.'s show or not. Have you ever been on his blog?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
It might have been a while back, like 2 years ago maybe, on Diva's show.
Oh, okay. It must have been on Diva's show.
So.
Yeah, Diva get all the exclusives, baby. That's right. Charlie and Juma and Diva get all the exclusives. They come through the front line first before they go anywhere.
Well, Juma, you are definitely you are still the same and just a humble person, and I just love that about you. And
Lady,
I'm coming out with
Survivor
magazine. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I was about to say, tell everybody about your magazine. Tell them about the magazine, because I really think Juma Black should definitely be in the magazine.
Oh, most definitely. You know I'm on top of that. Juma Black, will you honor me by being and keeping it real? E-Magazine is going to be online. It comes out January the 16th. All I will need is your bio, your music, because it's online, I am able to put a link of your music inside of my magazine so people can listen to your music. I think, you know, I'm always looking to uplift people that is always uplifting God. And, you know, and that's humble with what they're doing. And I have
worked hard. I'll get your information over to him, Lady Survivor, so he can definitely get in the magazine and network with you as well. Y'all make sure y'all check Lady Survivor out on Blog Talk Radio, Lady Survivor Spotlight Radio, and follow her on Twitter as well, and check her out on Facebook, Kimberly Ram. Again, that's Kimberly Ram. And if you go in the chat room right now, jump in my chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot to get the link to Lady Survivor, to check out Denaya and get her Twitter and all the people that we networked with, Future 100. We got more to come, you guys. Juma Black, I wanted to talk to you about basketball. Now, you play basketball, is that correct? Are you still playing ball?
Man, I'm trying to, man. My knees aren't too good like they used to be. You know, I'm getting a little older.
How tall are you?
6'3".
How tall are you?
I'm 6'3". 6'3".
Oh, that's wonderful. Where are all the small men at? Like, is a whole bunch? Is there a whole bunch of 6'3" men in Portland? Is that where they at?
We're probably taller, 6'3" and taller. You know, we all out here.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. See, I put on some weight, so like my knees aren't as good as they used to be. So you know what I mean, every time I try to play now, my knees swell up. But I can still ball, of course.
So I can still ball. I can still dribble a ball or two, huh? See, I still got it.
Yeah. I don't know if you know about the class of 2003. That's the class I'm in. And right now, we got the best players in the NBA right now. You know what I'm saying? 2003, that's LeBron James, Chris Paul. It's a bunch of them, you know what I'm saying, that I played against back in the day on the circuit, on the AAU circuit. So,
is that something that you're looking forward to do with the kids? Or, you know, just like you said, you know, you gain a little weight and your knees kind of wobbly a little bit, just a little bit. Is that something that you want to bring forth as far as with the children as well too?
No, I do. I do assistant coach at one of our high schools out here. It's called Roosevelt High School. I'm a freshman assistant coach there. So, I mean,
nice.
I still work with the kids with basketball. Yeah, that's something that's gonna always be in me. You know.
Oh, that's dope. Big shout out to Roosevelt High School. We see you, man. I love it. That's a beautiful thing. My next question before we get into, you know, this last track, but last but not least, is Roll It Up featuring Leek. Of course, we all know we're on the West Coast, And there's a lot of people that smoke. As a matter of fact, it's legal over here on the West Coast. Now, my next, it's legal. Do you have a medical card? Do you have a medical card?
A card? I don't. Honestly, I don't. I should, but I don't.
Now, anything I have in, like, these, if you can over here on the West Coast, Washington, Seattle, Portland, California, you can get a medical weed card so you can be able to purchase marijuana. And a lot of people, you know, cancer patients, people who have anxieties, a lot of soldiers, they get these cards so they can be able to relax their mind or for whatever reason, medical reasons. Now, do you feel like the medical weed card, even though it's legal in the state, it's still a federal, it's still against federal law? Do you really feel like having a medical weed card is really going to be able to protect you against going to jail or against getting charges filed against you? Do you really feel like the medical weed card is necessary and doesn't have any type of coverage for the person who's copping weed?
Under certain circumstances, yes, I do. Like you were saying, some soldiers with PTSD, you know what I mean, who mentally really need it, you know what I mean? I feel like it would help them out in the long run other than someone who's just out there on the corner slanging it and just making money off of it, you know? So, I mean, in certain situations, I believe that it can be some type of shield for you.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into this track right here. This Roll It Up by Juma Black featuring Leek. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live on the Frontline Fridays for all hot indie artists and their music lives. It's phenomenal, baby.
That this wish of let me break it down and roll it up. Before you can hit it, please remind me, where is it I know you from? Perfect timing, gotta keep rhyming, so I did blaze another. Got a whole ounce, but I don't think that's enough of this OG Kush that's gonna keep me here in line with, drowning out the outside noise, I'm all alone.
I'm all alone.
Someone told me, hey big homie, you's a cool type of cat.
Cool type
my reply, with my eye, tip the rim of my hat.
Sipping
on nothing but Henny, give me another shot. Locked in the studio, three hots in the car. Before you know it, it's 7 a.m. a long night. From that 503 to the 404, yep, a long flight. Touching down, breaking ground is like breaking me. You either with me or against me, I'ma make it you. No squares up in my circle, blowing circles of that purple. That purple had you moving like a turtle. I'm so high,
I'm so high,
so high.
No lie,
no
that
lie.
That we be smoking,
we
keep me up in the sky.
Up in the sky.
Smoking on that kill,
on that kill.
But I'm so alive,
so alive.
But I'm out of my body,
I'm out of my body.
And I know why,
I know why.
'Cause I break it down,
break it down.
Roll it up,
roll it up.
That's the way,
that's the way.
I like the pub,
I like the pub.
I break it down,
break it down.
Roll it up,
roll it up.
That's the way,
that's the way.
I like the pub,
I like the pub.
Call my rapture. The topic of our conversation was let's put together some type of masterpiece. A doobie, a doobie, just fine. Let's get the juices flowing. It all comes together in time. In my town, it's not a crime. Smoke on what you
wanna.
Yep, that marijuana. Take just one hit,
take just one hit.
And you's a goner.
Well,
here we call that one and gone. Must be immune to it, 'cause that's all I'm smoking on. I reckon this good move, music, break it down.
Break it down.
Roll it up,
roll it up.
Pass the way. I like the puff, puff, pass. Don't play no duck, duck, moves with it. And if you do, then why should I let you hit it? I don't know. It's something about chronic smoke that makes me relax and chill. Down south, they call it loud. On the west, we call it kill. Make you feel like you floating on cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
Yeah, you smoking what you smoking. Ain't as potent as mine.
I'm so high,
so high.
No lie,
no
that
lie.
That we be smoking,
we
keep
smoking.
Me up in the sky.
Up in the sky.
Smoking on that kill,
on that kill.
But I'm so alive,
so alive.
But I'm out of my body,
I'm out of my body.
And I know why,
I know why.
'Cause I break it down,
break it down.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday. We're all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Yeah, we back up in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, b.k.a. Miss Motivation, also known as the Queen. I am the Queen of Phenomenal Radio, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And make sure y'all follow Juma Black on Twitter, at Juma Black. That's J-U-M-A-B-L-A-Q. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter as well. I got two more questions before you get out of here. Juma Black,
okay.
Who are some of the people, who are some of the artists that you have worked with, that you had so much fun with, and it was such a memorable moment? Who are some of the people that you have worked with in and out of the industry as well?
Okay, my guy, Mr. Fab, for sure. Me and him, we got like a cool relationship, you know what I'm saying, because he does a lot of stuff just all up and down the West Coast, and he's just been mentoring me, you know what I'm saying, just trying to help me as far as networking and everything goes. Working with him, I've had a lot of fun working with him. My guy Cool Nuts out of Portland, Oregon. Me and him, man, like, we do a lot of stuff outside of music that you wouldn't even think that we do music together, because we're always just doing stuff with our kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, we take our sons out, you know what I'm saying, to do things, just father-son days, you know what I mean? And just things like that. I work with mostly Portland artists. So, I mean, a lot of the artists that I work with out of Portland, I just try to have fun with and make every studio experience the best, you know?
That's definitely what's up. Who are some of the artists that is in the industry, or who are some of the people that you want to do songs with?
I know Kendrick Lamar. He was we was in the radio station together, doing two separate interviews at the same time, and just saying we ran across each other. We kicked it a little bit, talked, you know what I mean? He's a cool cat, real humble in person. You know, you might not think it, you know what I'm saying, listening to the music, but in person, he's a humble dude. I do want to get in the studio with Dre, and just for the experience, you know what I'm saying, Snoop Dogg, Dre. These are cats with pioneers in the game, you know what I mean? And just their ear, it's crazy when I listen to like a Dr. Dre-produced beat or something, or, you know what I'm saying, a record that's produced by Dr. Dre. And just to listen to the things, try to hear what he hears, it's crazy.
That's definitely what's up. And that'll go to my last question. Do you have a producer, a personal producer that you work with, or do you work with other producers?
I do. All of my producers I work with are out of Portland. My guy Rapture, my guy Malik, my guy Nate Beats. He's down in LA right now. He moved down to LA. Nate Beats, the jeweler. He's out of Portland. DJ Chill. It's a number of cats that I do work with personally.
That's definitely what's up. I'm looking forward to your album, The Little Black Book, coming out in March. It's definitely going to be something, after from what we've heard tonight, it's definitely got a buzz and, you know, got a little bit thirsty for a little bit more to hear more from Juma Black. You know, let everybody know where they can follow you at and where they can get your music at and find out more about you, and also do features with you, because you are approachable and you do features with other artists. And I think artists sometimes are a little bit intimidated to approach other artists and do features because they think, oh, this guy has this following or whatnot, and they're a little bit intimidated.
Yeah.
But Juma Black is very approachable, and he's very professional. He's on his grind as well. So let everybody know where they can go to learn more about you and how to network with you as well.
You can go to JumaBlack.com. That's JumaBlack.com. That's Reverb Nation, Juma Black, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything, JumaBlack. Diva, Ebony B, just want to give you a shout-out before we get up out of here. You know what I mean? Because you've been around for a couple of years now, you know what I'm saying, holding it down for me. hitting me at, you know what I'm saying, putting my music out. So I want to thank you and congratulate you on your new addition to your family.
Thank you. Almost definitely. It's just going to get better from here. You got that photo shoot tomorrow. I mean, the video shoot.
Video.
You're
going to
be
shooting
a video tomorrow for Oh Yeah, right?
Nope. Not for Oh Yeah, to Oh My Goodness, OMG.
Oh my goodness, OMG. I wish you nothing but success, man. I look forward to doing more bigger things with you in the future. Well, I appreciate you as an artist, and of course, you know you can come back here anytime on Frontline Fridays and squad up with us. This is what it's all about. It's about the independent love. So you make sure you just do what you're doing, keep God first, family second, and career third, and we're going to be bumping you right here on Frontline Fridays. You dig?
Thank you. Shout out to everybody else that's been tuning in tonight, for listening, for tuning in tonight and supporting me, supporting Diva Ebony B, Future Guru 100. I'm going to be hitting you up. I can't remember her name. Kimberly?
Denia.
What is she
Denia
about?
And Kim.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be hitting them both up.
Yeah.
Lady Survivor. I'm going to hit all y'all up on Twitter. I was actually looking for you guys on Twitter now, but I have Ebony B shoot me a text with everybody's Twitter account names, and I'm gonna hit you guys all up.
All right, I'm going to take care of that right now. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays. And you want to know what? I don't want to be under your spotlight. Go ahead and bring Jennifer Hudson up under this thing. Let's dance, y'all. Oh. I know y'all like that.
Security, you bet you, you bet you, you bet you. Welcome to Diva Spot.
Friday, front line. You're an artist. Artists about your business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. 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 Welcome to front line Friday. It's front line Friday. Welcome to front line Friday. It's front line Friday.
It's Frontline Friday, so I turn up. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live with the Diva, the queen of phenomenal radio. And that's how we do it each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B, and go to my Facebook fan page, www.facebook.com/Frontline Fridays, and like the page. And also, have a couple of friends like the page, and we also got Frontline Fridays t-shirts, so you make sure you go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.divaspotent.blogspot.com, and check out all our Frontline Fridays, where we got the cute crew neck t-shirts for the girls, and we got the t-shirts for the guys as well. So y'all make sure y'all turn up with us. We definitely going to keep you looking right on the front line. You're going to love our logo. And big shout out to Slim the Phenomenon for making such a beautiful logo for us, because of the thing that we do. I wanted to talk about the front line, I mean the spotlight. That's why I play Jennifer Hudson. Big shout out to Jennifer Hudson. All of her accomplishments in her marriage, her child, her weight loss, everything that she is doing right now. And I want to bring Lady Survivor in on this thing, too. But I really like that song, I Don't Like Living Under Your Spotlight. And I want to talk to the artist right about now as far as living under somebody else's spotlight. And I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, somebody in your crew or your mate or whatnot. I'm talking about the media, the social media, meaning that you go in the booth, you lay down some tracks, you make some hot tracks, you make some hot music, and then the first thing you do is you come out of there and you upload it to Reverb Nation, that Piff, SoundCloud, you put it everywhere, YouTube, but you don't register the music. Now, you already went online, so you missed a step before you went and told anybody about it. You went and uploaded this good product online and you didn't even register so you can get played or get paid. I want to encourage you guys, and this is what we do at Phenomenal Radio, is to go to www.soundexchange.com. Again, that's www.soundexchange.com, and register your music. They have such a user-friendly website where it breaks down everything that you need to know. If you are the artist, are you the writer, you the producer, did you produce the beats, it breaks down everything that you need to know. To know what lane that you're in, when you're going to get paid, how you're going to get paid, and how to understand about registering your music. Copyrighting rights as well. Artists is so important, and producers is so important, ghostwriters is so important, writers is so important that you guys go and register your work. You want to be able to get some type of credibility for it, some ownership, and also to get paid for it. I had one artist that I was working with one time, and we had interviewed him and showcased, and then he called me a couple of days later, if not a week later, and said, well, Diva, when do I get paid? I said, what do you mean when do you get paid? He said, when do I get paid for my spins? And I was like, well, your publishing company, your copyrights company, like ASCAP, CSAC, BMI, or Sound Exchange pays you. And he didn't notice. And he had a manager. He had a manager. So his manager could easily register his music, put her bank account on his account, and then getting paid quarterly for what his fans be in county. Now, before Sound Exchange came along, and it's another one that I'm missing, there was no way to track internet spins or internet radio play. There was no way to track it. Now there is, because if I'm not mistaken, ASCAP and BMI is good for tracking, like, commercials, television commercials, you know, radio airplay with FM and AM radio stations, but there was no way really until a couple of years ago to track internet spins. Now there is a way. So I encourage all you guys, the artists, the writer, the producer, anybody that has anything to do with the music, to go to soundexchange.com and register. Lady Survivor, what do you feel about that? Because I see these artists going up under the spotlight of YouTube, and YouTube is getting paid, Reverb is getting paid, everybody getting paid and getting exposure besides the artists. What's that all about?
Because I'm going to tell you what that's about, because they're smart. They're smart because they're coming up with these ideas. We're putting all these ideas out there, and they're looking at what we're putting out there, and they're saying, I see. It's just like Facebook, for instance, with Facebook. You know, they know that we like to talk, and people like to gossip, and this guy said, well, wait a minute. Why not just put a social networking together? And this man is a billionaire. This is something that we've been doing. We've been conversating, social networking forever. We don't even call each other on the phone anymore. We just, what do we do? We tweet,
text.
Like chat all day long. I might hear your voice maybe once a month. You know,
I don't know. I always tell somebody to call me. If somebody hit me up and say, yo, what's good? I'll be like, call me. If I'm doing something, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you.
I want to hear
talking business. Don't text me business. Please don't do that.
Right. Absolutely. I just feel like people need to understand what business is about. Copywriting is so very important because there's always a crook out there, someone that's one step ahead of you. And if you don't know that, you better ask somebody. You need to get your business in order, get your paperwork in order before you start getting yourself out there. Because at any time, someone can come along, scoop it up, and just take it.
Yep. Take your beats, take your vocals off the beat and use it and just go and do what they want to do. We don't want that for you guys. We guys want you to step your game up and register your music. I know you're excited and you want people to hear it because we do want to hear your music. But
Diva,
Kimberly Ram, Phenomenal Radio, Lady Survivor Spotlight Radio, we guys want you to protect yourself. Before you go and share it with somebody else, you deserve. You put in all that hard work. You pay for that studio time. So you might as well get a payment back so you can be able to afford more studio time.
Right. Absolutely. And you never know who know whom. You never know.
Yeah.
You just never know. And, Diva, I want to just tell this little short, say this little short thing is that in New York, they had, I forget what street it was on, but this guy had made these designer purses. And one of his friends was in New York, and down the strip of the where the Chinese, where they sell all these different types of things, items.
Chinatown.
And yeah, Chinatown. Well, they had all these different purses, and his friend so happened to walk by, and he saw his buddy's his pocketbooks, and he was like looking through them, and he knew it wasn't his friend. So he called him up, and this was a famous guy. I can't remember. I don't know if it was Versace. I don't know who it was. But he called him up, and he said, you know, they're down here. They're selling your items. And he called the police. Do you know that they raided Chinatown, and they took every last purchase, every purse out of their little shops? He made them take it down. He put them out, and he burnt them. And the reason why he said he burnt his purse, those pocketbooks, he said because he worked hard. He said no one asked him if they can do that. They stole from him. And he said he worked hard. He said there's nothing wrong with wanting to get ahead, but don't try to ride on somebody else's coattail and yank them down. He said he doesn't have a problem with somebody, you know, asking if they can do it. It's another thing when you ask, and it's another thing when you're stealing from him. And he said, and that's what he has a problem. That's what he had a problem with. So you
understand your brain. He burnt it off. That's really a big statement right there to burn it off.
Yeah.
I would have fell out if Diva was there and he was burning pocketbooks. I would have fell out right there on Broadway.
Yes. What's his name? Adia? What's his name? Tyler Perry always say if in his shows he can't stand when they be doing that bootlegging CD, taking money out of his pockets and the money out the pockets of people that he had to pay. I mean, he only speaking the truth. Let's keep it real.
Yeah, and some of those people hire bootlegs too. Like they had their own bootleg team. Like I know, I knew definitely with that Diddy and them did that. They had bootleggers up in New York. They put the bootleggers on. Like they when they first started off, they had their bootleggers out there. And you're right. You know, it's a lot of people who and artists. That's another thing that need to be invested in too, as far as hard copies of your music. It's very important, you know, and you want to be able to get people out there that's selling your music. It's a lot of bootleggers out there, and then if you go on, because I'm from Jersey, and we go back and forth to New York, we see it. You can go downtown to the city and see any given time a dude with a table and got CDs laid out, just laid out on the table, and in the backpack, he got like three or four copies of that particular CD, and it could be your CD. But some people do hire bootleggers, you know, to sell their stuff, and they come and collect their money and keep it moving. But, you know, you don't want to take money out of your pocket. You want to think smart, and you want to move smart. Not only think smart, but move smart. Let's get into a double play of indie music because it's Frontline Fridays with your girl, Diva Ebony B. Kimberly Ram is live in the building with us. We'll get into some double play of indie music. We love independent music. All artists who want to be interviewed and showcased live right here on Frontline Fridays all over the world, all you got to do is hit me up at divaspotent@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. You can send an email to me, or you can hit me up on Twitter at Diva Ebony B, and I'll send you the submission form. I got two tracks. The first one is from Tremisha Trice, and it's called On Loud. And then the second one is going to be from Paris Montgomery, and it's I Breathe You. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You on the front line. Squad up, baby.
Give me the time, make me hear me down the clock, and I'm sure they know your name. don't have anything smart to say to you. Today I'm gonna give all of my love to you. I hope this time I finally get through to you. When I say I love you, there's no way I'm letting you get away. Today I take a stand and be a man. Girl, here I am. I know I seem like I don't care, but I need you like I need air. And though you may not be aware, girl, I need you, I breathe you. I know you're scared and you've been here a thousand times, and truth be told, you've heard about a thousand lies. I promise you I'm not like all the other guys, so give us a try. 'Cause there's no way I'm letting you get away. Today I take a stand and be a man. Girl, here I am. I know I seem like I don't care, but I need you like I need air.
Live on Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent music and where all indie artists live. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button if you want to be heard, if you want to give a request, if you want to give a shout-out. And big shout-out to all my Facebook and Twitter family. I'm going to give to y'all individually because I'm cracking up watching y'all on Facebook. But let's go to the front lines and get some more calls in. Let's go ahead. We got Kimberly Realm live in the building with us, too. Let's go to 386-235. You're now live on the front line. Squad up. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, Mr. Ebony? This is Ray from last night on Kino's show from IRS.
Hey. Hey, King Beef, what's going on? Welcome to the front line.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. First show of the year. What a great year to start off the show. We just had Juma Black, Helen from Portland, Oregon, live in the building. So we turning up right now.
All right. I'm just in that area. I used to live in Alaska, hanging out in Seattle. Over there in Portland, Yakima, Tacoma, and mostly out there around that area.
Oh, that's what's up. You gonna be doing some shows over here soon? You gonna be performing, or are you gonna be coming out here and visit soon?
Well, I got a little homeboy over there. He like a brother to me. I'm gonna go visit him because he just had a little little one. So I'm gonna be coming up there this summer. That's why I'm gonna head to Alaska at the same time too, while I'm at around that area. So my brother, he just opened up something anxious, so he's talking about he needs performance at his new club, so I was going to go up there and check it out.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. But when you come out here, just hit Diva up, you know, 908-296-5739, hit me up on the Diva line, and we can definitely link up and chill out and network and pull something phenomenal together, because I really think it's about time that the Summer Jam comes to Tacoma. They have the Summer Jam, but it's way out in the sticks. But I think the Summer Jam should either come to Tacoma, to the Tacoma Dome, or it should come to Seattle. Don't you agree?
Let's get it out. Let's get a Summer Jam over there. We don't have to keep going to New York for a Summer Jam. Let's go to the West Coast.
What, the one, where the Summer Jam, where? Because IR Radio does it out here, but they do it, like, I think it's in Vancouver. It's not over in, like, Seattle and Tacoma.
Oh, man. In the Connect area.
Man, they got to hit that area. We Diva has to change that. I'm like, it's too many local artists over there in the Pierce and King County. It's a lot of great artists over here. So, you know what? Diva's going to do something about that and make a change and start a Summer Jam over here just because I can. And I want to.
I want to. I want to get in.
All right, cool.
Let's get it popping.
Are you enjoying the show so far?
I'm loving it. I'm loving this show. I'm loving it. I love the music. I love what y'all been talking about. I love the show.
Great. Now, you being an artist yourself and you working with other artists, what do you feel like that's important for artists to do before they upload anything to any of these social networking sites? What is the foundation that needs to be, or should I say, what are the important things that need to be taken care of in the studio first before the music leaves out of the studio?
Original.
Originality.
Right. When you got their hands over people, they're switching the word up, you know, just be original. Come up with something different, you know what I mean? Don't be on the same stage that the next person is on. And then I'm going to just let you know. I just heard that from that last person. That's all I'm asking for.
I can definitely understand that. Originality is very important. And being yourself is important. We got a lot of people copying other people's styles, a lot of people sounding. And, of course, I know because I get a lot of music. And I think it's just for us to take time to just talk to the artists and say, hey, you know, what's not to try to kill your dreams or anything like that. And big shout out to Jay. I was speaking to Jay this morning. Matter of fact, I need to get his Twitter because he is somebody to really pay attention to. But we had a conversation this morning. It's like, you don't need to try to be like everybody else. There's nothing special about the same old trap music, bad B music. I got a stats in my pocket. You know, what else is there? You know, what is different about you, and why should we let you into hip-hop? Because for me, it's the difference between hip-hop and rap. Hip-hop is all about the culture. Mm. Hip-hop was all about positivity. It was about expressing yourself through rhythm and rhyme and art and creativity.
Amen.
Rap is something different. Rap is more boosting. It's violent. You know, and this is my personal opinion. That's what I have to say. Let me put a disclaimer out there. This is Diva's personal opinion from what I've been hearing as far as rap now. It's arrogant. It's violence. It's drug. It's money. It's prostitution. It's poverty.
Amen.
It's crime. Mm. If you're going to talk about poverty and crime and all this stuff, because I came from the hood, I already know what it's about. If you're going to talk about that on the record, talk about how you came from out of that, not glorify how you made money off of selling crack to a pregnant woman so you can drive in a Benz that you ain't even own that you're making payments on. Come on, son. Do not let me take
it
there. I could, too. I think I'm going to have a segment on
you
that
know,
because I get these. Go ahead.
I feel you because I was sitting there talking to my mom about that earlier, and we were sitting there talking about how rap music had changed because I was born in 75. I'm happy
there
I came
go.
Up from the beginning of rap. And so while I'm here now, I'm ashamed to say, damn, man, I like rap music. And I don't even like most of the stuff now because it don't make no sense. Because when I was growing up, the songs was making sense. They was making me think. They was like, okay, they're talking about stuff that's going on in the hood, what's going on right now. But when it gets now, talk about what's going on in the hood, what's going on in the streets. How the politicians still screwing us over. They ain't talking about how we got kids out here still hungry and we got families out here home. They ain't talking about that. They talking about, okay, that's gas, that's drink syrup. Okay, who cares? So what? Next.
Next. Amen. What else are you talking about sipping on? So it's basically all talking about destruction. It's all about, it's just talking about destruction and glorifying it. I feel like if you're going to speak on destruction and what it has done to the culture and to the people, talk about how we can come up out of it. Tupac was really good at it. Even though Tupac was, you know, hardcore, he was a thug, but he was a poet, he was an activist. He said, use your brain. You know, he's telling you. He was educating us at the same time and relating to us, and that's what I get with a lot of artists. They be like, well, we need to be relatable. Diva, you're not an artist. You know, you're a radio personality. You're a business owner. You know, but here's the thing. Regardless of that, an excuse at the end of the day ain't nothing but a lie. Let me repeat that. An excuse at the end of the day is nothing but a lie. 90% of excuses are lies. So, you know, I may not be an artist or anything like that, but I can definitely understand when I'm listening to music and when I get artists who want to work with me and want to get radio advertising and promotion, I say to them, this is a great beat. You got a great delivery. I like it, but I'm concerned about the lyrical content because the thing about it is we need to be well aware and clear of what impact this is going to make on our society and for years to
come.
And then a lot of them, what they be rapping about, they ain't living it. They're not even living it.
Right. I'm agreeing with you on that.
How do I know?
Print it.
I'm going to let you on that.
I'm
just saying. It's not going to switch up. That's why I told Kano the other day, my whole mission is get rap what it used to be. Real.
Real.
All my artists I got in my studio, if you ain't really, I'm not even going to push you.
That's
right. I don't even want to hear what you got to say. You got to come out your mouth. You can go keep going. The other people going to be like, they like stuff like that. Me and all
this is a person.
So I can relate.
That. I definitely like that. This is a person to pay attention to, Jay Tompkins.
I check credentials. I walk around the streets asking people about them. Do they really do this? Is they about this? Like, okay, if they all right, y'all could come in. But if you ain't about that, don't come bring it in my studio because it ain't like this. It's real in here.
The studio, it's a recording studio. Here's the thing. Here's another person to pay attention to, Jay Tompkins on Twitter at JATL305. That's at JAYATL305 because he made a really valid point today. The recording studio is for recording. It's not a hangout. That's why we call it recording studio. So I don't need you don't need your op in here. Okay, you pay for your time. You here to record. You're not here. This is not a place where you come and smoke and come and drink and smash chicks in. This is not a hangout. That's why it's called the recording studio. So record and get out. Go home.
That's why I got a big door. It says no boo loving in the studio. It's here for recording. No boo loving.
No
that's
boo loving in the studio.
No boo loving. Can't afford. Hey, if you come to boo love, it's a front porch on the outside. Go sit out there.
Go sit out there, boo love.
There's no boo loving in the studio. No.
I love it.
It's farmers and girlfriend. Hold up. No. Front porch.
Now let's.
You see this
yeah,
right there?
And ladies, if you gonna come, girlfriends, baby mamas, wives. I'm not
okay.
gonna even.
I didn't
mention
the wife.
If you gonna come to the studio, act accordingly. You are the motivation. You don't need to be all getting some type of way or feeling some type of way. Why would you go to the studio to argue with your dude? I don't get it. Not for nothing. If he say he going to the studio today, there are some things that you need to be taking care of at home before he even get there. Send that man out motivated. Send your girl out motivated. Let them go to the studio with love all over them. Like, oh, I'm about to go ahead and make a whole album. Motivate that person before they get there. I like to be motivated before I come in the studio and get live on air. You think I want to argue with my dude before I get here? That's unacceptable. Unacceptable. I'm just saying. Now, I do got something to tickle you guys' fancy since we were talking about hip-hop and paying homage to hip-hop, and I want to hit y'all with a throwback when it was real good. Y'all going to blow up. Oh! Remember that? Hey!
Feet. in your body while you're sitting in your seat. And then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake your dairy air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch. But that's okay, I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor.
Like a millionaire that has no money, like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambler fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his fangs, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang, like collard greens that don't taste good, like a tree that's not made out of wood, like going up and not coming down. It's just like the beat without the sound, no sound to the beat. Beat, you do the freak, everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite. He ain't finished your all, that's full. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so you pile for more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken's fully rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop, the hippie to the hip of the hip, hip hop, you don't stop from rocking to the bang bang. You can say up jumps the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said, hello, can you rock? Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? Or can you hit me to the shoot-be-doo? I said, come on, make the people move.
Take it back like that. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Hit me up on Facebook at Diva Mary Kay. Also, make sure you go to my fan page, Frontline Fridays, on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Frontline Fridays. I know y'all was like, oh, that's hip hop. That's what you call hip hop. Sugar Hill, Rappers Delight, and there's just many of more. See, that music right there, it made you, and I'm an 80s baby, and I have appreciation for this song. Hip-hop was all about the beat, the culture, the dance. It just made you want to get up and move. See how that song made y'all feel, and that's how all songs should make us feel, man. Make sure you guys are taking the time out to perfect your craft and do it for the music. If you want to talk to me, if you want to give me a comment, call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Ladies of Baba, how old was you when that song came out, if you don't mind? telling me.
Let me tell you what I was saying. I'm gonna tell you like this. I ain't ashamed of my age because each day that I wake up, it's the grace and mercy from God. I don't
Amen.
Quite remember. What I can remember is where my sister was at, because that was back in her their time. Because what year was that? What year did that song come out?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I'm pretty sure it came out in the 80s.
Is that a 70s? It was the
80s?
Maybe. Oh, you know what?
I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to find out.
Because if it was the 70s, I could tell you what my sisters and them was doing. They was doing the bump down soul train.
Ow. Let's open up the call lines, 386-235. You're on the front line. Holla at us.
Oh, I believe that came out in 79.
Oh, yeah.
Go
to the 80s.
Thank you, sir.
So today was
on the bump. I remember watching on Bandstand back in the day.
Oh, fucking sucker.
American Bandstand, I remember watching that. And it was on Solid Gold and, Soul Train.
I see no problem.
Oh,
I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Joint, man. And Melly Mel came out with the break. Not with the
These
the break.
Are the breaks.
Yeah. No, that was Curtis Blow. He came out
Curtis
with the break.
Mhm. Man, it's so much fun to have with music. We still having fun out here. We don't really want to bring too much light to the negativity, because I know music is getting a bad rap right now. I know a lot of people is, you know, maybe going through it, but I want everybody to pay attention now to those rappers that was mainstream and that brought along the scissor and that brought along the dropping it like it's hot and that brought along all this the crime music, which they are calling gangster music, and look at them now. The only person I can honestly say that was a gangster rapper, or a couple of people that was gangster rappers and now doing something positive is Ice Cube. Is another one that turns it around,
yeah.
And he gets a lot of flack from it. Dr. Dre is another one. Snoop Dogg did it, but now he's Snoop Lion. Big shout out to Snoop Dogg. He got this song called No Guns Allowed with his daughter, and I'm loving it. I like his transformation into where he is right now. And he also has a documentary on Netflix called The Resurrection. Reincarnated. Snoop Dogg, if you go to Netflix and you type in Reincarnated, you will see a documentary on Snoop Dogg. It's a really good watch. You definitely want to watch that. Another person I can say, but he really wasn't too much a gangster rap. He did have a kind of like a bad boy image, but LL Cool J is another one.
Yeah.
Yep, LL Cool J is another one. One current artist that I do respect that does make trap music, and you know, but he is a real good father and a businessman, is T.I. I like T.I. And I like some of his music, but I respect him more as a father and a businessman, how he's taking care of his family. Now, as far as the Lil Wayne, I don't know what he's doing right now. Lil Wayne and a couple of the other artists, I don't really current of what they're doing right now, but I'm just looking at what's happening with them now. What are they doing for hip hop and what are they doing for music now? Did you just come in here to get yours and get out? Because of course you all know in the industry it's all about getting it's a lot of times it's about payola. But once you respect the culture of the music, then you'll be able to get so much far, you'll have longevity. I wanna give some Facebook shout out, because I see all the Facebook loves and all the shares, and I appreciate you guys. So Alex Brinson, big shout out to you. Tones Williams, big shout out to you. Jesse Aviator Hughes, big shout out to Aviator Hughes. We had him on the front line last year, if not a year and a half ago. Big shout out to you. Also big shout out to Angela Loving Jordan. Big shout out to Amanda Felden. Big shout out to Mike Ice, I see you baby. Big shout out to Julie Barmer, big shout out to you. Nakima Brinson, big shout out to Rashawn Banks, Denia Azor, big shout out to Ali Joseph, big shout out to Jamal Harper, Shanita Roberts, big shout out to you. Cynthia Blackwell, Big shout out to you. Who else we got in here? It's a lot of y'all, but I'm just trying to shout y'all out randomly because I see that you guys shared the show and that you tuned in. And, of course, I want to show you some guys some love. Big shout out to Nicole Richardson. Big shout out to Sherrod Barron. And big shout out to Cheryl Branner Randolph. If I'm chopping your name up, please don't take it personal. It's going to be all right. I'm shouting you out. And let's go over to Twitter. Big shout out to Future Guru 100, DJ Magic Mike. Big shout out to Juma Black. Big shout out to Boot Camp Enterprises. Big shout out to Next Legacy Radio. Big shout out to Supreme Mathematics. Big shout out to Phenomenal Rock. Big shout out to Slate Zone, G-Mo. Big shout out to Slim the Phenomenon. Big shout out to all my phenomenal family over there. Y'all make sure y'all check out Phenomenal Radio, www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. Be sure to check them out. You guys, I'm about to play another track before I get up out of here. But make sure y'all come back and tune in with me live tomorrow, 1 p.m. on the West and 3 p.m. on the East to our Step Your Game Up Saturday show. We're going to be talking about some real topics, and we're going to have some real good resources on how you can step your game up each and every Saturday. Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Diva Ebony B. I'm going to have some guest co-hosts coming through there. I'm going to have some celebrity guests coming through there as well. So stay tuned into that show. Again, that's Step Your Game Up Saturdays, 1 p.m. on the West and 3 p.m. on the East. 347-850-1521 is the call-in number to listen live. Or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's tuning in live to Frontline Fridays and also to my special guest tonight, Juma Black. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B and network with me. Y'all go ahead. We about to get out of here. Y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. Somebody to love.
Yo, this your boy Green, the Beast from the East, and I'm rocking in the mix with my man DJ Sway.
When the truth is found to be
grind, hustle, put your money where your mouth is. Big meal tickets with my boss, money where my mouth is. Hip hop from the South, kid, West Texas where I'm at. Home of Buddy Holly, this my city, gone and Google that. Never before has there been an MC like me in this game. By torture, killing these sins and bad with the words that I say. Underground pushing until the world hollers Slate Zone. His resume ready for platinum plaque for the take home. Over 10,000 units. It's move, DJ the radio, got to chop it with Jada Kiss. That list of names goes on. I've been had my froze on, Mr. Freeze was a mixtape. And even Bun B gave a shout to that boy Slay. He been grinding and hustling, trying to market my brand. Tony Neal gave me that game, salute the core DJ fam. I'm that 806, represent a Texas MVP. If y'all need someone to love, Slay Stone, that's me, that's me. Being a have not, wanting my pockets to have not.
pen and pad, I master. Please tell J Prince out and rap a lot. Ready for this industry and best to rep the Lone Star State. Package up my music, ride a traffic, get from state to state. Put your eyes and ears on me like TV's in your residence. Respect to all the Texas legends, co-sign me if ever did. Learn some things from Scarface, Lil Flip, Pimp C, Mike Jones and Devin the Dude. Hit me up, let's roll some trips. Chameleonaire and Powwow, help me get my mind correct. DMD and Lil Key, DJ Screw and Fat Pat. Zero plus that traitor truth, they taught me not to take a loss. Soldiers of the struggle, that Slim Thugger help me be a boss. Yeah, he iller than the swine flu. H1N1, head nigga, he got grind flu. Magno Magnificent, holding down that West Tech. Gil Flow, we made it happen, recognize that I'm the next. The next.
The game lonely, uh-huh. See tired of bum dudes. Fake MCs, one hit wonders is junk food,
yeah.
But I'm a healthy dose, 100 like cornflakes. Land a link in Al Capone, no way that I'm born fake.
No.
It's Green's gutter, uh-huh. The beast from the east, the midwest is my mother.
A underground king, no G, more like a prince, uh-huh. Got words, play like notorious swag, something like Tip.
But yeah. Folks, I'm far from tiny, 618 is behind me. Catch me in Killer City, or ICC getting grimy.
On my way to Triple D,
tryna give them all the hammer.
Yeah. If they hurt me, I'm finna.
Now they love my country grammar.
Yeah,
from the 915, to the 409, everything is big in Texas, so I fit in fine. I'm in the limelight,
yeah.
What up my nigga Slate?
What up?
Shout out to DJ 3, DJ Swade, and the core of great.